This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A new wildfire in northwest Colorado near Craig has grown to around 1,600 acres. The Moffat County Sheriff's Office is asking people to stay clear of areas near Moffat County Roads 3 and 106. The Yampa Valley Electric Association has initiated an emergency safety power shutoff impacting 32 members. Because of the Aspen Acres fire near Pueblo, residents of Rye remain evacuated even as more areas reopen. The fire recently surpassed 100,000 acres, but it is also more than 60% contained. Fire officials said Sunday that working on reducing and eliminating the threat to the town of Rye is a top priority. The combination of wildfires and summer heat has led to bad air quality in Colorado and across the West. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports.
The extreme heat is accelerating chemical reactions that produce harmful ozone, a problem for many major metro areas. And with particulate matter from wildfires, the combination increases health concerns. Jody Bechtel, an air quality specialist with Clark County, Nevada, says a season-long advisory for ozone and smoke is in place, as hot, stagnant air can contribute to air quality problems.
The more stagnant it is, the more the pollutants just build up because there's no way for that pollutant to disperse into the atmosphere and no wind to kind of blow it out.
According to Air Now, the federal government site that tracks air quality, large swaths of Mountain West states are blanketed by moderate risk wildfire smoke, with a few regions considered worse, unhealthy for sensitive groups such as those with chronic lung conditions. Yvette Fernandez, the Mountain West News Bureau.
More news at CPR.org.